Lord, help us to commence with hymn 1141. God is the refuge of his saints when storms of sharp distress invade. Ere we can offer our complaints, behold him present with his aid. Hymn 1141.
let us read together from the Word of God. From Isaiah's prophecy, chapter 55 and 56. Isaiah 55 and 56. O everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters. And he that hath no money, come ye buy and eat. Yea, come, buy wine and milk, without money and without price. Wherefore do ye spend money for that which is not bread, and your labour for that which satisfieth not? Hearken diligently unto me, and eat ye that which is good, and let your soul delight itself in fatness. Incline your ear, come unto me, hear, and your soul shall live. And I will make an everlasting covenant with you, even the sure mercies of David. Behold, I have given him for a witness to the people, a leader and commander to the people. Behold, thou shalt call a nation that thou knowest not, and nations that knew not thee shall run unto thee because of the Lord thy God, and for the Holy One of Israel, for he hath glorified thee. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thought. And let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain cometh down, and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it to bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. For ye shall go out with joy, and be led forth with peace. The mountains and the hills shall break forth before you into singing, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. Instead of the thorn shall come up the fir tree, and instead of the briar shall come up the myrtle tree. And it shall be to the Lord for a name, for an everlasting sign that shall not be cut off. Thus saith the Lord, keep ye judgment, and do justice, for my salvation is near to come, and my righteousness to be revealed. Blessed is the man that doeth this, and the Son of Man that layeth hold on it, that keepeth the Sabbath from polluting it, and keepeth his hand from doing any evil. Neither let the son of the stranger that hath joined himself to the Lord speak, saying, The Lord hath utterly separated me from his people. Neither let the eunuch say, behold, I am a dry tree. For thus saith the Lord unto the eunuchs that keep my Sabbaths and choose the things that please me and take hold of my covenant, even unto them will I give in mine house and within my walls a place and a name better than of sons and of daughters. I will give them an everlasting name that shall not be cut off. Also the sons of the stranger that join themselves to the Lord to serve him and to love the name of the Lord, to be his servants, every one that keepeth the Sabbath from polluting it and taketh hold of my covenant, even them will I bring to my holy mountain and make them joyful in my house of prayer, that their burnt offerings and their sacrifices shall be accepted upon mine altar. For mine house shall be called an house of prayer for all people. The Lord God, which gathereth the outcasts of Israel, saith, yet will I gather others to him beside those that are gathered unto him. All ye beasts of the field, come to devour, yea, all the beasts of the forest. Each watchman are blind, they are all ignorant. They're all dumb dogs. They cannot bark, sleeping, lying down, loving to slumber. Yea, they are greedy dogs which can never have enough. And they are shepherds that cannot understand. They all look to their own way, every one for his gain from his quarter. Come ye, say they, I will fetch wine, and we will fill ourselves with strong drink, and tomorrow shall be as this day, and much more abundant. The Lord bless to us the reading of his word.
Hymn 1110. My times of sorrow and of joy, great God, are in thy hand. My choicest comforts come from thee and go at thy command. Hymn 1110.
Oh,
To help us to pray. Kind and merciful and gracious Lord God, through thy kindness and thy mercy and goodness, Lord, our lives are spared and we're brought through. We see the light, the dawn of another Sabbath day, and indeed, this first Sabbath day of 2014. And we do desire to come with a true thanksgiving in our hearts to thee for every mercy and favour, all those blessings that we, through thy goodness, mercy, have been the subject of. Through the year that has now passed, Lord, we come then rendering thanksgiving and praise for every mercy and favour, our daily needs so abundantly supplied, health, strength, greater, lesser degree as thou seest fit. Lord, some, Lord, being in affliction's path, Lord, and they've been brought through, and others have been in troubles and trials, they've been brought through. Ah, Lord, and it could be, and it may be, that some are in troubles and trials now. Oh, that, Lord, before, if spared the year end, we might be brought through. Then we have much cause to render praise to thee for these mercies. But Lord, they have not been the only things. There's been, Lord, thy goodness and kindness in providence and in grace. Be, Lord, that those tokens of thy loving kindness to our never dying souls, and we humbly acknowledge all thy goodness thus then, and pray thou accept our humble thanks for every mercy and all the blessings that we have, both in providence and grace. And now, Lord, we come into thy courts this morning, then at the commencement of another year of time. And Lord, we pray that, Lord, it may be a time of blessing, a time when thou dost open the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing upon poor, needy sinners, upon souls that come with their cares, their concerns, their burdens and their exercises, seeking a word from thee to help them, to confirm them in the way, to establish them in the truth. Oh, we do pray, Lord, that thou wouldst draw near. Ah, Lord, there are those maybe that come, Lord, today with the words of the psalmist, show me a token for God. And Lord, we think of the harlot Rahab and how she asked the spies for a token. And she tied that scarlet cord in the window. Oh Lord, may we know of that blessed scarlet cord of thy love and blood and righteousness. Lord, we may know that we are indeed sheltered beneath the sheltering blood of the Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ, that we may have this token for God that we are redeemed with and by and through the blood of Jesus Christ our Lord. Then, Lord, do draw near to us this day and do be our helper. Ah, thou knowest those that have come with a cry, Lord, help me. Where, Lord, that is found in the heart. Where, Lord, that is out of dire necessity, like that dear woman that we read of in the Gospel. She had got a poor, demented daughter. Lord, and thou knowest the cases, concerns of thy people here this morning. Lord, where that prayer is again up unto thee, where a poor soul looks heavenward with a cry, Lord, help me. Then, Lord, oh, that thou hast opened the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing this day, so that thy name is honoured and glorified, and that there shall be that praise unto thee for thy great goodness, mercy, and all thy kindness. Then, Lord, do draw near. Do graciously help each and every one. Lord, it's true. A poor man needs thy help to speak. But, Lord, others need thy help to hear, so that they hear for their own souls, so that they don't just go home and say, well, he was helped this morning. So that they can go home and say, ah, by thy love and mercy and thy goodness, say that they were helped, I was helped. That they may know then the outpouring of the Blessed Spirit. Oh, that they may know that enduring of power from on high. It may be like that dear woman, that washed thy feet with tears and wiped them with the hairs of her head. Thou didst declare to her that her sins were forgiven. And Lord, we pray then that thou wouldst draw near and graciously help us, dear Lord, then this day, and be mindful of us. Deliver us, Lord, from Satan's temptations. Thou knowest all about him. Thou knowest, Lord, oh, we have often said, we're not exhorted to listen to him. We're exhorted to listen to Christ. But Lord, thou knowest the weakness of our heart and our flesh, and how we do so often listen to the enemy, instead of looking up unto the hills from whence cometh our help, instead of looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of faith. Then be near us, dear Lord Jesus, and help us now. Be with us, be round about us, graciously bless. We pray thou wilt pardon every sin, every iniquity, all the transgressions. And thou knowest the heart that feels its grief, its sorrow, its sadness for their sin and iniquity. But dear Lord, do draw near to such, and do abundantly bless, do grant those sweet tokens of thy love and thy mercy. Oh, declare sins forgiven, pardon to be received, joy in heaven over one sinner that repenteth. Then do help. Pray for others now, Lord, if we think of those, Lord, that are in bereavement's path. There have been those that stood around the grave yesterday. There are those, Lord, who have stood around a grave of recent days and weeks. We ask thee to remember each and all. Graciously support those who have lost the near one, the dear one. Remember then the widows and the widowers. Those who have lost mother, father, brother, sister, child, grandchild. Ah, Lord, and sometimes the grandchild has lost the grandparent. Thou knowest what this means to them. Oh, comfort, Lord, each mourning, sorrowful heart. Know that they may not mourn as those that mourn without hope. May there be something secret sweetens all. Be near them. And then, Lord, as others, Lord, that are in sickness and affliction's path, we think of some of thy servants that are laid aside and unable to go forth and preach in thy name today. Remember them and do help them. As we think of Jabez Rutt and Jonathan Buss, remember them, and there may be others. Gracious Lord, do help them. And Lord, do restore them to health and strength, so that they once again are able to preach Jesus Christ and Him crucified. And any others, Lord, that are in affliction for thy people, remember them, put thy hand and heal, restore, sanctify, and do bless, means used, and Lord, and do go on and continue to hear and answer prayer, and do maintain the improvement, Lord, where it is a result of prayer. Lord, do help us to look unto thee. Then be near us, dear Lord Jesus. Undertake for us. Pray for this little church and congregation here. Bless them together. Oh, that thou remember them in thy rich mercy. Do bless their souls. Quicken souls into life. Establish others in the truth. And grant, dear Lord, that there may be, oh, an outpouring of thy Holy Spirit here in this place. And that, Lord, that there may be those that will come and tell to sinners round what a dear Saviour they have found. Lord, and do help them one another. Be gracious to each and all. And do graciously remember one here and there. Be with each, we pray, abundantly blessed. Lord, remember the nation, what can we say? Oh, govern those that govern us, and overturn the evil designs of those that rule over us, we pray. And Lord, and we have thy judgments abroad in our land. There's the storms that keep raging up and down the land, on the coast and inland as well. Floods. Oh, we think of those that have had their homes flooded. Oh, Lord, we ask thee to remember. Ah, Lord, oh, that it may please thee, Lord, to sanctify. That it may, Lord, cause people to consider their ways, and they may turn unto God, unto godliness. Lord, we would not dictate to thee, but we do pray thou hear prayer, that there may be a gracious revival of real vital godliness in this our land. And if it please thee, Lord, do, oh, stay the bottles of heaven. Lord, thou knowest all about the ground. We don't have to tell thee. Lord, but we do plead that thou remember us in thy wrath, remember us in thy mercy, not because we are worthy, but for thine own great namesake. Lord, then, do hear us. Lord, we need thy help. We need thee, Lord, to strengthen us. We need thy presence and thy blessing. And we plead that thy gracious promise, thou hast said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee, then do come and open one's mouth, touch my lips with that live coal from off that heavenly altar. And we plead with the dear woman who cried, Lord, help me. We ask it all in Jesus' name.
Hymn 917. Cease, O believer, cease to mourn. Return unto thy rest, return. Why should thy sorrow swell? Though deep distress thy steps attend, thy warfare shall in triumph end. With thee it shall go well. Hymn 917.
Thank you.
in dependence upon thee, Lord, for all needed help. Ask your very prayerful attention to prophecy of Isaiah chapter 56 and verse 7. Isaiah 56 and verse 7. Even them will I bring to my holy mountain and make them joyful in my house of prayer. Their burnt offerings and their sacrifices shall be accepted upon mine altar, for mine house shall be called an house of prayer for all people. Even them will I bring to my holy mountain and make them joyful in my house of prayer. Their burnt offerings and their sacrifices shall be accepted upon mine altar, and mine house shall be called a house of prayer for all people. Here is a blessed promise, and it's a promise to those that feel totally, utterly out of the way. Here we have in the opening verses of this chapter, blessed is the man that doeth this, the son of man that layeth hold on it, that keepeth the Sabbath from polluting it, and keepeth his hand from doing evil. Oh, to be found, yes, constantly, graciously, with the fear of God in our hearts, that we may walk in his ways and his paths, and do those things that are right in his sight, and depart from evil, and to walk in the ways of God and of godliness. Yes, and to keep the Sabbath from polluting it. Oh, one of the first commandments, is it not? Yes, remember the Sabbath day, to keep it holy. I don't know about you, but perhaps we may look back at our life earlier when we were younger, and we look back at it with shame, and we feel that we did not keep the Sabbath day holy. But let us come a little closer. Let us come to the present day. In those days, maybe it could be said that we did it ignorantly. Now we don't. We're not ignorant. We're not ignorant of God's word. We're not ignorant of his command. But do I obey this word, to keep the Sabbath day holy? Then don't let's start looking round at others. Let us look right into our own heart, and let us ask God to give to us grace, so that we can say with the psalmist, search me, O God, and try me, and know my heart, and see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. Well, here it goes on. Neither let the son of the stranger that hath joined himself to the Lord speak, saying, the Lord hath utterly separated me from his people. Neither let the eunuch say, behold, I am a dry tree. Here we read in the Bible of various women that were barren and that were unable to bring forth children. But here that we have the eunuchs are those that as men that unable to produce children. Well, the Lord graciously speaks to them as well. Yes, neither let the eunuchs say, behold, I am a dry tree. There are those that, yes, may feel, yes, that they don't bring forth any fruit. They look upon their lives and they feel so dry, so dead, so cold. Well, the Lord here graciously encourages those then that may feel thus cast down, those that feel tried, harassed, tormented, that the life of God is not in them, and yet you see they come to the Lord. They're found in prayer. The Lord says here to these, that these eunuchs, whilst he mentions here the stranger first, he deals with the eunuch first. Saith the Lord unto the eunuchs that keep my Sabbath. These that say they're a dry tree, but these that keep my Sabbath, these that are found in prayer and supplication. Why was it read there in Zechariah's prophecy? And I will pour upon the house of David and of Israel the spirit of grace and of supplications. Yes, and it's these here the Lord brings them forth, as it were, to the front. Yes, the eunuchs, yes, are ready to say that they're a dry tree. But these are the ones, the eunuchs, that keep my Sabbath. And choose the things that please me. And take hold of my covenant. And choose the things that please me. Whose souls are on the stretch to find Christ. Whose prayer and supplication is unto the God of heaven. Who are found looking unto Jesus. Who are found, yes, in prayer. at the throne of grace, who get into the closet and shut the door and pray in secret. When there's none other eye upon them. Shut away from all the world. Shut away even from their nearest and dearest. They're found in secret before the Lord. The things that please me. Unto this man will I look. Even unto him there's a broken heart and a contrite spirit, and that trembleth at my word. Yes, the things that please me. A sinner pouring out their heart before the Lord. The one that comes in the spirit of the language of dear David. Against thee and thee only have I sinned and done this evil in thy sight. Are those that so often feel afar off. Are those that, yes, come, in spite of the temptations of the adversary, may they still come to the throne of grace, to the footstool of mercy. And they know what it is to bend their knee there. Sigh, cry, groan. But blessed be the Lord. He understands a sigh, a cry, and a groan. The lifting up of the eye when none but God is near. I venture to say that exercise of secret prayer, of, as we've said, referring to Matthew's gospel, of getting into the closet and shutting the door. Yes, sometimes you might be blessed with access to the throne of grace and pour out your heart before the Lord. Whatever it is, may be your chief concern at the time. But there are other times, yes, when perhaps you know what it is to sit in silence before the Lord. Stand in silence before the Lord. Lay in silence before the Lord. But this, what is it that's going out of your heart? No words are going out of your lips. but what is going out of your heart, dear soul? Thoughts like this: O wretched man that I am. You say you're imagining things. I'm not. Let me assure you of that. And dear soul, and you look in God's word. And what words did Peter utter when the Lord had turned and looked upon him? Yes, there in the judgment hall, Peter having denied his Lord for 3 times. The Lord turned and looked. Peter went out and he wept bitterly. No words. And perhaps there's a poor soul here this morning that weeps bitterly. A eunuch. One that says, I'm a dry tree. One that says, there's nothing good in me. But unto the eunuchs the Lord says about them, these eunuchs that keep my Sabbath and choose the things that please me. Come up to the house of God. Pray their way along. Come on their knees. Come, seeking a portion for their souls. Come, seeking the word of God's grace to be applied with the power and the unction of his Holy Spirit to their inmost soul. Dear psalmist, I think it's Psalm 35. He says, say unto my soul, I am thy salvation. See, the sinner comes to the Lord. Comes to the Lord. Hasn't gone to some other man. Hasn't gone to the priest or the Pope of Rome. No. Gone to the God of heaven. It's if ever my poor soul be saved, 'tis Christ must be the way. Things and choose the things that please me. Ah, sinner. The Lord doesn't, the Lord hasn't, and the Lord will not love your sin and yet mine. But he's a God of mercy. He's a God of love. And to this man will I look, even to him. Even to him that is of a broken heart and a contrite spirit. You see, this man, this eunuch, Lord gives this, says this, even unto them will I give in mine house and within my walls a place and a name, better than of sons and of daughters. And I will give them an everlasting name that shall not be cut off. These are they that came through great tribulation, have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. An everlasting name, sons and daughters of the Most High God. Also the sons of the stranger that join themselves to the Lord to serve him, and to love the name of the Lord, to be his servants, every one that keepeth the Sabbath from polluting it, and taketh hold of my covenant. Even them will I bring. Even them. These strangers, these eunuchs, these that feel to be out of the way, even them, dear soul, you're not the first one that feels to be a eunuch or a stranger. Back here in the book of Ruth, she felt a stranger. She was here in the field of Boaz, and she gathered the handfuls of purpose that had been dropped by the reapers. Do you come into God's house? Do you come into God's house, dear soul? Hungering, thirsting after righteousness? Isaiah 41:17. It reads like this. When the poor and needy seek water, and there is none, and their tongue faileth for thirst, I, the Lord, will hear them. I, the God of Israel, will not forsake them. Dear Ruth, this Moabitish damsel, this one that returned with Naomi from the land of Moab, now she's here. Yes, she's brought in. And here's a field. It belongs to a near kinsman. And she will go into this field. It's very evident that the Lord has quickened her into divine life by what she says herself here in the first chapter, which is said to her mother-in-law, entreat me not to leave thee, or from following after thee. Where thou goest, I will go. Where thou lodgest, I will lodge. Thy people shall be my God, and thy God my God. Is there one here this morning Yes, thy God, my God. Are you cleaving close unto one that you believe to be one of God's dear children? Yourself feeling to be a stranger? But what I wanted to come to was this, what just come to my mind was this. Dear Ruth, the Lord's begun a work of grace in her heart. And she's in, yes, providential need. And why the law was that the reapers, they would reap the corn, the barley, etc. But they would not go back over the field. If there was a strand or two there, they left it. And that was for the likes of Ruth. These are gleaners, the ones that come in to glean up. Yes, the little bits here and the little bits there. Sinner, dear soul, is that how you come into the house of God? To gather up a little bit here and something else there. A portion for your soul. Yes. Just perhaps two or three words out of the sermon. Oh, and to take it home. Think about it. Read over it. Pray about it. Oh, that the Lord would continue to bless His word to your soul. But then, dear soul, there's a Boaz. Yes, he comes and inquires. Ah, yes, dear soul, and he's ever there. To answer our need. He knows where there's the hungering and thirsting after righteousness. He knows where the soul is seeking to find Him. And He comes, yes, and He will so command. He commanded the reapers that they should leave some handfuls of purpose. Wasn't just one, if I can put it like this, one strand of barley. No, there was a handful. Yes, several strands together. A handful. And let her glean even amongst the sheaves. Let her glean even amongst the sheaves. Oh, and she'd go home, yes, with much, yes, to beat out, to obtain the ephah of barley, to obtain the blessing. Yes, and but you know, dear Ruth, come to this. Dear Ruth, here she is. And Boaz speaks to her. Who she was. And why he bids her that when she goes, he charged the man. And I have not I charged the young men that they should not touch thee, and when thou art athirst, go unto the vessels and drink of that which the young men have drawn. Is this you, dear soul? And then she fell on her face, bowed herself to the ground, and said unto him, dear soul, is this what you say to the Lord? Why have I found grace in thine eyes, that thou shouldest take knowledge of me, seeing I am a stranger? Yes, seeing I am a stranger. Well, I know it says the sons here, but that it would include the women as well.
are the sons of men, the sons of the strange, the children that join themselves to the Lord to serve him. Yes. Through the mysterious hand of God. I don't know. Through the mysterious hand of God. Being brought in amongst God's people. Well, Lord, we've not got here, have we? Even them will I bring. Even them. Look how gracious the Lord is. Even them will I bring to my holy mountain. Yes, dear soul. Even them will I bring. The very worst. The outcasts of society. You know, again, there's, I know perhaps one often refers to her, but it's so true. Why, because the dear woman wasn't there that washing the feet of Jesus with tears and wiping the hairs of her head. So, and Simon the Pharisee, why, see, he just could not work this out. Whatever is this man doing? Allowing this terrible, wretched, disgusting, horrible woman to get anywhere near him, let alone touch him. He couldn't work it out. Dear soul, but Jesus Christ came to seek and to save the lost and say, my soul, why not for thee? The vilest sinner out of hell lives to feel his need. Welcome to the throne of grace, the Saviour's blood to plead. Even then, I came, the words of Jesus. I came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. Came to seek and to save the lost. The very worst of sinners. The very, very worst of sinners. Even them will I bring. Even them will I pray. The amazing grace of our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ is Saul of Tarsus on Damascus Road, ready to hail men and women into prison. But the appointed time rolls on apace. Not to propose, but call by grace. And a great light from heaven shines down on the road and into Saul's heart. And a voice from heaven, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? Even then
and them.
Ah, yes, and how the Lord dealt there with Saul of Tarsus. And then you go down a little further in the chapter, and there you read about a man called Ananias, the Lord speaking to him and to go and find this Saul of Tarsus. But Lord, I've heard much about this man. Ah, it may be you have heard a lot about him, Ananias, but he's a chosen vessel unto me, and he shall show forth my name unto the Gentiles. Even them will I bring. Even them. I don't know. It may be one or more of you here this morning have got one or more, yes, that you love dearly by the ties of nature. Perhaps it's, this morning they look as far from God as sheep can run. Even them will I bring. He snatches as brands in the burning, and he makes them trophies of his grace. Even then. The very, very worst of sinners. I want to pause here a moment. Because perhaps there's someone in here this morning saying, well, I've not behaved like that. I've not been found guilty of such terrible, terrible sin and iniquity. So does that mean I cannot be saved? Well, it is old as this. Dear Ruth, the Moabitess damsel we've been talking about earlier. Where did the Lord begin with her? You can't tell. We know she was there in idolatry. But the Lord brought her out. The Acts of the Apostles again. There's a woman, a seller of purple, whose heart the Lord opened. We were talking at breakfast time this morning about my late dear grandmother. And how the Lord graciously worked in her heart. Yes, because grandfather would go to chapel every Sunday night. She's left at home with the children. So, out of spite more than anything else, she says, can I go where you go? Just so that he has to stay at home and look after the children. So she did. I wonder you ever come home with word, she says when she gets back. I wonder you ever come home. See, there was Ruth, Lydia, this dear old grandmother of mine, there was no deep conviction, no shaking over the very gates of hell. But the Lord called them out of nature's darkness. The Lord is a sovereign in his dealings. You may come yet, dear soul, into deeper waters and feel something of the rage and power of sin and Satan in your heart and fall down before him. I wish to speak lovingly and tenderly. Oh, dear soul, yes, this good thing in your heart. You're like Ruth. You're not what you once were. You're not what you want to be. Even them, will I bring. Dying thief on the cross at Calvary. What man of the human race would have judged him to be fit to enter into heaven? Yes, Saul of Tarsus, a chosen vessel of mercy to declare the Lord's name amongst the Gentiles. The dying faith preaches one short sermon on the cross at Calvary. He prays one prayer on the cross at Calvary. And he receives this answer, "This day shalt thou be with me in paradise." Even them. Yes, these them. Time's going, but friends, why, even them. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them. And they follow me, and I give unto them eternal life. And they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father, which gave them me, is greater than I. No man is able to pluck them out of my hand, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. By covenant, transaction and blood, says Jesus, my people are mine. Their sin-bearing victim I stood, and for them my life did resign. Even them. Well, we haven't got far. I'll leave a few thoughts. Amen.
The collections last Lord's Day were £585, for which we are very thankful. God willing, Mr. Field will address the Sunday school this afternoon and administer the Lord's Supper after this evening's service. He will also address the prayer meeting tomorrow evening and preach for us on Tuesday evening. And God willing, Mr. Gilbert Hyde will preach next Lord's Day. Let us close with hymn 767. Gracious Spirit, Dove Divine, let thy light within me shine. All my guilty fears remove with atoning blood and love. Hymn 767. Thank you.
Now may the grace of the Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ, the love of God, sweet communion of the Holy Spirit, be with us all. Amen.